We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Dalet on the base. Zok the Mishnah. Yes, Chayiv Amaisa Shairoya Pota Amaisa Atzmai. You have the same exact Maisa, and sometimes you're going to be Chayiv on that Maisa on the Maisa of Yeshar and Pota on your own Maisa. Sometimes on the same thing, you'll be Pota Amaisa Shairoya V'Chayiv Amaisa Atzmai. Ketzad, what's the example? Shairoy Shabayish, a Yeshar that was mevayish someone. The loch is a potter, because we know that only Adam's chayiv the chamisha dvarim nezek tzar ripa shavas bayishes. Not a shar. We had a miyut before. So if shar is mevayish is potter, who's mevayish chayiv? If a person is mevayish his friend, he's chayiv to pay for that. Shoyroi shesimas in avdoi. Let's say a person owns the eved and a shar, and the shar knocks out the eye of his eved. Or the hippo lashino knocks out the tooth. The eved does not go free. Potter. The eved does not go free. But who should see him as in avdoi? But if he knocks out the eye of his eved, the hippo lashino chayiv, the eved goes free. So we have here two examples where the shor is potter, for example, by busha, and by eved, v'shem v'ayin, by eved, and he's chayiv in both. And now we have the opposite case. Shoyrish chaval ba'avimai, if a guy owns a shor and his shor wounds his father or mother, chayiv. If you chayiv to pay for the shor's damages. But for who shechav avimai? But if he wounds his father or mother, he's potter to pay for the damages. You know why? He's chayiv misa. And since chayiv misa, I've covered the rabbinate. Similarly, shoyroi shehidlik as a godish for Shabbos. If his shor lights up someone's godish on Shabbos, he chayiv to pay for the damages. But if he lights his friend's goddess on Shabbos, Potter pay for the damages. Why? Because he's chayiv misa, and you have an idea called kamli rabbanei, which means if you chayiv misa, you don't pay for mammon. So we had two and two. We had two cases where the shor was Potter and the owner was chayiv, and the other two cases the owner is chayiv, the owner is Potter and the shor is chayiv. Which means the shor chayiv means the owner is chayiv to pay for the shor's damages. So to Gemara, Tani Ravo Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. This is a Shabbos Brisa, call mekalkalim peturim chutz mechayev l'maver. The halach is on Shabbos, any mekalkal is potter from chatos or skila on Shabbos. It's not called a malacha. Maybe it's also midrabbanon, but mekalkal is potter on Shabbos. Chutz because not called malachas mech Shabbos. It's not called a malacha when you mekalkal, you ruin something. Chutz there's two malachas, two of the av malachas which are exception to this rule. Chutz mechayev l'maver. If you chayvel someone, which is one of the amalakas, and mavir, and if you make a fire. Those two are chayiv, even if it's mekalkal. Now, how did he know that? So Gemara and Shabbos says, he learned it out from psukim. Because you see the pasuk says, the special pasuk teaches us, you'll have to do mila on Shabbos. And the shayla is, why shouldn't we do mila? It's mekalkal, because you're cutting off a piece of skin. Even though there's a tikkun legabi, the person becoming gemalit, but lemaisa legabi, the etzem malacha, It's a maisa mekalkal, you're cutting something off. And you need a heter for it. It must be that if it wouldn't be a heter, it'd be also. So that's a raya that choyvel is also even by mekalkal. Mavir also. It says that you are not allowed to be the Sreifes Bas Koyin is also on Shabbos. Learn from Psukim that the Sreifes Bas Koyin, you know, Bas Koyin who's Mazana, gets Sreifa. You now do that on Shabbos. And we need a pasuk for that. What's the problem? It's a Sreifa and it's Mekalkal. Teretz is Vais Dois. Mekalkal is also by these two. That's what this Brisa said in front of Yechanan. Amar Leizer, Yechanan said, Rabbi Vo, that Brisa is wrong. Puk Tani Lebra. Go teach that Brisa somewhere else. It's not a Mishnah anymore. It's not true what you're saying. Mekalkal is part everywhere. I am Tim Suleiman Mishnah. If you're going to find me a place where it says in the Mishnah that Choyvel is Chayiv and Mekalkal is Chayiv, every single Choyvel Umavir is Mekalkal and says Chayiv, I'll tell you what we'll talk about. Those Mishnahis that say Choyvel Umavir is Chayiv, Choyvel B'tzara HaKavoy, you are being Choyvel someone because you need the blood. You need the blood. That's called Malacha because I need it for the blood. Or That's chayvul tzarek kavah. Umavir tzarek lafroy. Or if you're burning something, because you need the afer, you need the ashes, and that's also be called tzarek. That also be called a tikkun, because you're making a fire for the ashes. That's the classic malachas machshavas, the malacha of burning something, because you need the ashes. So that's what Rabbi Vo said from Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said, no, there's no such thing. Everything has to be a regular malacha, and mekalkos potter everywhere. So let's try to bring a raya. Let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It's not. It says in our Mishnah, "Shoyroi shehidlik as a god of Shabbos chayiv." If a shor, if your shor lights of a gadish on your friend's gadish, your friend's pile of tefuah on Shabbos, you chayiv pay for the damages. But who should the gadish Shabbos part of? If you did it, you're part of why? Because you chayiv misa. V'ketani, who do me the shorah? Mas shorah de lekabayalei, l'chayiv, the shor does not need ashes. What does he need ashes for? And in that case, we're saying that he is chayiv misa. Afu nami the lekabayalei, and tapalam and heimel alf, afu lekabayalei, v'ketani part of b'shu nidim anafshay. And it says part because he is nidim anafshay. You see, he's chayiv even though he doesn't need it, because do me the shorah. Zog the Gemara, no. So it's a raya that Yechayiv even by Mekalkal by Mavir. That's the raya. Yechayiv Mekalkal Mavir. So Gemara, no, you learn it. It's the opposite. Loi, Shoyre Dumi Dedei. Mahu Dekabayalei. Just like him, he's only Chayiv Misa when he needs it. When he needs the Eifa, when he needs the ashes. Av Shoyre Dekabayalei. The case we were saying, the Shoyre is Chayiv, there's also a case where he needed it. It doesn't have to be Dapke needed it, but you could match up the cases. There are cases where Shoyre needs the Eifa. Frank Gemara, Shoyre Hechem Shkachla. How is it possible the Shoyre needs the Eifa? Amrav Avia, Hakamai Askinom, Vashar Pikach, it's a very smart shar. Shah also loy Nashicha Begabai, he got a bite on his back. Vikaboyle Mikle, and he wants to make it feel better. So he needs to burn something, he needs the ashes. Vingadar Vikutma, so he burns something, and he'll roll in the ashes. So he's doing it for a reason. He's a smart shar, he knows what he's doing. Mnoyadin, how do you know Taka, he did it for that reason? Like, how do you know? Maybe he did it to just burn the place down. So he says, you know why? Because I saw what he did. After he lit it, the bust of the Kalye, Kamaganda Kutma. After he burnt it, he rolled himself in the ashes. So you see, that's what he wanted. That's just smart. Sorry, you're so smart. He's running in, yeah. The Hu Turu Dabbe Rapapa. There was a shar that was in Rapapa's household. Dabbe Kaivale Chinche. He one time had a toothache. Ayul Paskilan Zayse. He opened the barrel of beer, v'shasi shichra, and drank the beer. The beer is very good for toothache. V'itzi, and he got healed. So that's what we're saying over here, that the shayroi is taka dumi didei, and they're both talking about what you need the afroi. Omra bonal kamedra papa mi matzis amris shayroi dumi didei. How can you say such a thing? V'aktani shayroi shabayish potter v'hu shabayish chayiv. How can you say that he always needs shor dumi didei? Let's look at another case of the Mishnah. It says a shor that embarrassed is potter, and he that embarrassed is chayiv. Shoyroi dumi didei neskaven levayish shechem shkachesla. How the possible a shor is mechaven to embarrass someone? He doesn't know what embarrassing means. A shor doesn't have any busha. So how is it possible to say for making they have to be similar? So how is it possible to say that the shoyroi tried to embarrass someone? Because we know by embarrassing someone, the only time you chayiv, the only if you have a kavana for that. The odom is only chayiv if you have a kavana for that. We have before, if someone stands up and only a rock falls off his lap, even if he knows about the rock, he's not chayiv for busha. But in other case also, he jumps off the roof. Huh?
This kind of guy should not knock him off the right. Either way, knock him off the right for the Mishnah.
No, it's showing that you don't need shari dum. I'm saying the whole raya was
that. Rechadami,
the one had a kasha. Say you had a kasha that had to be shari dum. I'm saying what was your kasha? It's not dum anyway. That's the thing. The whole Gemara had a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan because it had to be Shari Dumi today. And therefore the kasha was. So we had to answer Hoshe Katayra. He's asking Thomas, who say he needs Shari Dumi today? You see, by Busha, it's not Daima. So Mar says, no, it is possible to be Daima. Kagoyin, Shneskavan Lahazik. If you're Mechavan Lahazik, that is enough to be Chayef of Busha. The Omar, Neskavan Lahazik, Af Bisho is Gavan Levayish. If someone's Mechavan to be Mazik, even though he's not Mechavan to embarrass, that's the halachom. The mechavin to mazik, even though you're not mechavin to mevayish, you are in such a case. You mechavin lahazik, and you're not mechavin to mevayish, you are chayef for busha. So that could be dumya. The person could be dumya to the shor. The shor could have kavanah lahazik. That could have. So that's the first mahalak to answer the kasha of Yechon. The kasha of Yechon was Yechon said the only chayef for mavir. If you need the ashes, the question was what was the case of shor? Shor was you need the ashes. Mar says yeah, the shor rolled in the ashes. Rav, that's a big doichik for myself. So Rav says no, I've done teretz. Rav Ama Mastisim v'shoigig ugetonad v'yecheskia. The Mishnah is talking about a shoigig. We'll explain that in a second what that means. But Mishnah is talking about a shoigig, like tonad v'yecheskia. To tonad v'yecheskia that there's a din kamle rabne even in the case we're not chayiv misa. That says in the pasuk ma'ke odam ma'ke behema. We make a hekesh ma'ke behema. Just like if you hurt an animal, lechalak the bab and shoigig meizid. We know odam ud loylam. There's no difference between shoigig and meizid. Be miskaven, l'shen miskaven, saif yad kavana, no kavana, be derech yirida, derech liya, saif going up, saif going down, that's a reference to Golas, where there's an afkamina. So since, by makah behem yechayiv, l'poitri imam l'chayiv imam, none of the things are part of Torah, they're all chayiv. Af maka adam, the same tool, make a hekesh. When you maka adam, this is usually maka adam, or a case, there is a case of maka adam, which you know you potter, because come rabbi, come later with rabbi, right? By mezid. So le saklik by b'mishayikim mezid, b'mizgavim, shem mizgavim, b'derech yirid, derech liyah. No matter what, you will not be chayiv mamon, l'chayiv mamon, el l'poyter mamon, you'll be potter for mamon. So tanam chesed v'chadish, the dim komle rabbi is, anytime you kill a person, you potter as komle rabbi on the mamonis, on the monetary chiyuvim. Why? Because since you chayiv misa by mezid, so we make a hekesh that there's equal, everything is equal. That psay mezid, psay shoygik, psay miskaven, ain miskaven, everything is the same. And therefore you potter for misa by shoygik. Now, so what does it have to do with our Mishnah? So Rava says, the way Rashi explains is, that the reason why you potter, if I was talking about, you don't need the efer. It's a malacha, it's not a malacha anymore, because you don't need the efer, according to Rav Yechanan, it's a kalkul. But just like by shoygig, you find that you're potter from mamonis because there's a chiv misa by mezid. The same thing by ein tzarich la'afroi will be the same halacha. That's how Rashi learns. So it's make like a dimyon, just like a talmid chizki of a shoygig. Even though you're not chayv misa, you're still potter from the mamonis. Here also, when you do this malacha without tzarich la'afroi, it'll be the same thing that you'll be potter from mamonis. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. It's good. So Tosis has a kasha. I'm not waiting for you to think of Tosis kasha. You probably think of it soon. But Tosis kasha is that it's not a dimyan. Bishlam by a shaygig, there you're doing a malacha. You're doing an isim malacha. You're just doing a shaygig. Here it's not even a malacha. So how can you compare it to mechizkia? That's Tosis kasha and Rashi. And Tosis has a dim shah in the Gemara. Tosis has a dim shah in the Gemara. Tosis says that it wasn't talking about in Tzarek Lafray. It's only Tzarek Lafray. And for the shah, it's not Tzarek Lafray. But the similarity is by both by shaygig, I and Tosis is what he answers. But in any case, back to Agamar. So Rava's teretz was that, going like Rashi, that it was loy tzarech la'afrei, and it's potah's common rabbinay, just like shaygig is. Dr. Maravaita, omrle abon la Rava, mi much is mukus lov shaygig. Heck, he said, I'm just talking about shaygig. But b'nei shididim nafshik toni. It says, because he chayiv misa. So heck, he's talking about shaygig. So Agamar, what?
It's
the worst question. The worst question is, shaygig or loy tzarech la'afrei. Right. And for the Gemara, hofkama, kimin demezi nidim nafshoy. Here also, b'shoygig is potter. Just like since mezid with boy la'afrei, you would be chayiv. So here, even though it's leitzarach la'afrei or it's a shoygig, it's still potter because it is be'etzem a malacha that's chayiv misa, and therefore your potter has come lay with the rabbi minay, and that's how Rava answers the Mishnah. Two pshatim in Mishnah, either it's talking about tzarach la'afrei, or Rava says you don't need tzarach la'afrei and still dumya and still be potter because of a part of a monetary chiyuvim because of tanah v'chizkiyah.